It's June and we're finally talking to Gussie. Shame on me for being late to the party. But finally, Jeff Gustafson is up next on Fish and Paul Bunyan Country.
Shorty, I won't ever understand why shorties be mad when all I wanna do is stick my toes in the sand. There's nothing wrong with champagne, dancing and such, but the nightlife in the city don't impress me much. I don't feel right in the club, I'd rather be out, sitting in my 14-footer catching some trout. The fishes all tremble at the thought of me when I'm F-I-S-H-I-I-N, Paul Bunyan Country.
Welcome to Fish and Paul Bunyan Country, presented by Northland Fishy Tackle. Got another great one today. We get to visit with our good friend Jeff Gustafson. Gussie, welcome back to the show. It's great to hear from you.
Yeah, first time this year. Usually we talk, you know, prior to walleye and fishing kind of getting going up here in Sunset Country, but we're, you know, a little different circumstances this year. So, but always good to be on.
So what is the situation up there as far as fishing and guiding goes?
It's pretty tough right now. Fishing's good to go. I've been fishing a ton, you know, pretty much since mid-March when I got home, after fishing in the Bassmaster Classic down in Alabama. And I've, you know, sort of right through breakup, been fishing for everything, and it's been pretty good, but pretty quiet up here in general, you know, with the border being closed to sort of non-essential travel. You know, the resorts and fishing camps up here are pretty quiet, and we're still not allowed to, you know, I do a little bit of guiding. We're still not allowed to do any guiding or charters right now, and, you know, hopefully that'll come soon. We've been really lucky here in northwestern Ontario as far as avoiding any, you know, we haven't really had any big outbreaks with the virus stuff, and it's been a, you know, a good place to be through all this, but you know, it's we're now kind of getting into the heart of fishing season up here, so it's tough for a lot of the resort owners and stuff.
Absolutely. But now, so that, I mean, whether it's Canadian guests or American guests, you can't guide regardless.
No, we can't. So I think, you know, we're starting to get more things opened up here. As far as the border goes, I mean, I have no idea. It's closed till June 21st right now, and I guess we'll see what sort of happens from there. But yeah, there's no guiding going on, so it's tough for some of those people. You know, I think a lot of the guides are able to get some government help through all this, so hopefully hopefully everything will be over sooner than later and we can get back to some kind of normal routine. But otherwise, fishing's been really good. I was out, you know, I've been out the last few days catching walleyes. We're getting them really, really shallow up here, with little small swim baits and soft plastics, and it's fun. It's catching them in 3 to 8 feet of water, wherever, you know, if you get little coves or beaches where the wind's blowing in, there seems to be a lot of little baby perch and shiners up shallow and the walleyes, and you get quite a few bass and pike mixed in with them, so it's a really fun way to fish, and plenty of nice eaters and some big walleyes mixed in. So that's been my program the last few days, been really enjoying it.
How has the fishing been since your season opened?
You know, the opening weekend we were a little slow because it was still pretty cold. And then we had, you know, similar to you guys, I'm sure, we had about 10 days there where it was really nice, really hot. And then this cold front last week set us back a little bit. Now, we're back to some nicer seasonal weather and warm weather. And I think the fishing's phenomenal right now. You know, the last few days I've been out on Lake of the Woods, and you could catch as many walleyes, bass, and pike as you want, pretty easy.
Well, and this is certainly one of the, I think, key months in Paul Bunyan country down here, too. The weather tends to be as good as it's going to be, not too hot, not too cold.
Yeah.
The fishing is great, and all the species are open, and they all seem to be biting.
And, you know, it's the water's still fairly cool, and it's warming up, and that trend of warming up is good, and I think the water temperatures are now getting to the level where a lot of these sort of warmer water species, like the walleye and bass, they're sort of full eating mode here now. So these shallow walleyes, it's a really fun way to fish, and it happens all over the place. And I guess I kind of have as much confidence in it as I do because of all the bass fishing that I do. I'm fishing shallow water all the time, so I run into these walleyes, and I know they're there, and then once you start to figure, put a little pattern together, you know, you can really catch a bunch of them. And for me up here right now, if you can find these little coves or beaches where the wind's blowing in a bit, maybe you have a little bit of a mud line, a little bit of dirtier water, you know, up shallow, you can almost sit there and watch the shiners sort of getting chased around, and they flicker up on the surface. And, yeah, I mean, you cast a little swim bait, and that's all I've been using. A little swim bait on a Northland slurp jig, and it's a lifelike minnow imitator, and it's catching them really good. But I was talking with my buddy last night when we were out there, and I'm sure you could throw a lipless rattle bait in there, like a rattle trap type bait, or even suspending little jerk baits would probably work well also. But the swim baits are easy, and anybody can throw them out there and reel them in slow and catch fish.
Now, this is a great time of year to fish, and of course, as the water warms up, the fish will start moving. Is there a magic number, temperature-wise, you look for in water before they move deep?
Not necessarily. I think for us up here on Lake of the Woods, once we get into that low 70 range, that's about as warm as it gets, like, other than, you might see those days where it's really hot and flat and you get in the back bay and the temperature says 82. But it's, you know, when you go out in the morning, that's when you get your honest temperature before that sun warps the surface stuff up. But once you get in that 72, 74 range, that's pretty well as warm as it gets. And then I'm going to start to, you know, using my electronics a little bit more and getting out on the main lake points and humps and flats and fishing a little bit deeper. Probably using live bait and meat a little bit more. But, I mean, I have not used a bit of live bait yet this year out in the boat. I mean, and have caught hundreds of walleyes just with the soft plastics.
Well, of course, you are well known in the world now as a bass angler, a professional bass angler on the Bassmasters Tour. How has COVID affected Bassmasters? It's certainly affected a lot of tournaments down here.
Yeah, I mean, everything, you know, in the world right now, everything stopped, and we were very lucky. We had our Bassmaster Classic, our big event, the first weekend in March, and then, you know, kind of the week after that was when everything got real and got shut down, and so we've had three or four events postponed, and we're going to try and get it going again next week down at Lake Eufaula in Alabama. And, I'm obviously the events are going to look a little bit different. There's going to be no fan engagement. There's going to be, social distancing, in effect and set up. And, but we're going to be able to fish. And, so that makes me happy. And I know a lot of my buddies that I travel with and fish with, fish against, we're all, you know, really excited to get back at it, and it's our job, so, you know, it's been a tough, it's starting to catch up with a lot of us, I think, not, you know, being able to work and do what we are accustomed to doing, so, we're excited to get it going, and hopefully everything works out, and we have plans to fish our whole season, you know, into the fall. Typically, we're done in the summer, so it'll be a little bit different this year, but I think it's something that everyone's looking forward to and just, you know, grateful that we're going to maybe get the opportunity.
Jeff Gussie Gustafson, our guest today on Fish and Paul Bunyan Country, presented by Northland Fishing Tackle. Much more to come with Gussie next. This is Fishing Paul Bunyan Country, presented by Northland Fishing Tackle. Gussie is the guy today. He's getting ready to head down to Alabama for the first Bassmasters tournament of the year.
You mentioned no fan engagement and social distancing. What does all that mean for, like, the weigh-ins?
So the weigh-ins are gonna happen, but there's gonna be no, you know, it's not gonna be set up for fans to be there to watch that part of it. Everyone's gonna be able to watch it online, and Bassmaster does a pretty good job with their live coverage, and you know, so there'll be a lot of that going on. But it's basically, yeah, if you want to follow the events, it's gonna be probably follow it online, and you know, you'll sort of get to see everything you want to see. But, you know, typically there'll be a lot of, you know, fun activities for fans and kids while our events are going on, and big crowds for the weigh-ins, and, you know, for the foreseeable future, I don't think we're going to have those. But it's just like everything else right now, you know, we're just going to see what happens and hopefully hope for the best, you know.
So the classic, how did you do?
Middle of the pack finish. Not an awesome event for me, but that's, you know, that one you kind of fish to win. And the one good thing that came out of that for me, it was my first classic, first time I got to fish in it. So, you know, probably the biggest accomplishment of my fishing career. And it was a great event. My whole family came down and was part of it. I did catch the big bass, a 7-pound, 4-ounce largemouth on the second day of the tournament. That kind of made the event for me, and got a few good photos out of it anyway. But no, it was awesome. I mean, we weighed in an arena in downtown Birmingham, and it was, you know, that's the dream for anyone that competes in bass tournaments, is getting to fish in that tournament. So it was a big deal, and you know, really want to get back to it and get to do it again here at some point.
So is that the culmination of the previous year?
Yeah, it is. So that's, we have a 9-event regular season, and the classic, the top, there's 80, I think there's, we got 83 anglers in our field this year, and the top, basically the top 40 get to fish the classic, they just announced next year it's going to be in Fort Worth, Texas, in March. So, you know, that's the goal for me for the rest of this year, is to make sure I'm fishing in that event next year. We've had one tournament so far this year, down in Florida before everything got postponed. And, I ended up with a 41st place finish there. So I gotta do a little bit better, but some of these southern events for me, it's, if you can survive those without any bombs, which I came out of that pretty good. Our schedule on paper for me is as strong as, you know, as good as it's ever been. We have a run of 4 tournaments up north, you know, mostly smallmouth events through the summer here. So it's, you know, I should have a pretty good opportunity to have a few good tournaments, and, you know, hopefully can take advantage of that.
So this upcoming tournament is in Alabama, you say?
Yeah, we're fishing next week at Lake Eufaula in Alabama. So it's going to be challenging. It's going to be really hot down there. So for a northerner like me, and you can imagine going down, and it's going to be in the, you know, high 90s every day, 100 degrees and humid. And so you almost got to cover up more than not wear any clothes. We wear a lot of the light Sim sun shirts and hooded shirts and buffs, and drink a lot of water for me. And I'll probably end up jumping in the lake a few times every day, but it adds a challenge to the event. You know, the tournament days aren't so bad. I think we're going to blast off at like 5:20 in the morning, and the weigh-in's going to be starting at 2:00. So, you know, we're going to get to dodge a lot of that hottest part of the day, but we get 3 days to practice before the tournament. So those 3 days, I mean, we're on the water from dark to dark, you know, early in the morning till late. And, that's the workout and the grind of those practice days. But yeah, There's okay. going to be someone's going to win $100,000, and you know, there someone's going to catch some big fish. So I'm going to go work my butt off and hopefully come out of there with a good performance next week and get some cash flow going again, and you know, just carry on, and then look forward to getting back up north here for enjoying and you know, get to enjoy part of our summer and all the great fishing we have up here.
So what is the biggest difference from a fishing perspective in some of those southern lakes than the way we fish bass up here?
Well, I think the biggest difference is most of the bodies of water that we're fishing down south are reservoirs. So they function a little bit more like rivers than they actually do lakes, even though they are essentially big lakes. And then there's a lot of shad, so that's the main predominant forage. So when I go down to Alabama next week, I'm going to be spending a lot of my time fishing for largemouths out in 15 to 30 feet of water and using my electronics, looking around on humps and points, and almost like how we walleye fish up north in the summer, you know, using a little bit different baits, of course. But so that's a lot different for summertime fishing, whereas, you know, in Minnesota and Ontario, we're fishing, you know, we can fish generally pretty shallow all summer. It's a little different, but at the end of the day, the fish all relate to some sort of structure or cover, and you know, that's the goal, is to figure out where they're at and what they want to bite.
What I've heard from guys who are big bass anglers that take trips down south to fish down there, tournament-wise or otherwise, is just that it's more fun to fish up here. The fish seem more livelier. There seem to be more of them, and they're more aggressive. Maybe you don't get that big potential record, but you get a lot of good-sized bass that'll give you a good action.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for me, it's awesome. It's awesome for us northerners. You know, Seth Fiennes, one of the probably the brightest stars and biggest names in professional bass fishing right now, and he's from Minnesota. And I mean, for us, it's awesome to get to go down south in January and February and March, get away from winter a little bit. I love to ice fish too, but it's nice to get in the boat in the middle of the winter and to go down there. But in the summertime, I mean, we want to be fishing up north. The fishing is better. Everything's a lot more scenic, and you might not have a chance to catch a 10-pounder, but it's just the number of fish is superior, and, you know, a big, it's a lot of fun just getting to fish these lakes up north in general. We are pretty lucky.
Pro Bassmaster angler Jeff Gustafson from Sunset Country in Ontario is my guest. This is Fish and Paul Bunyan Country, presented by Northland Fishing Tackle.
We talked a lot about what you're doing walleye-wise. For those of us hitting the water for bass right now, what should we be doing?
You want to be looking shallow for bass right now. Up here, it's sort of full spawn is happening, so there's a lot of fish on beds, and, you know, I don't love to fish for them when they're spawning. It's fun to go watch a few and catch a few, but I kind of like to let them do their thing. And I talked to Fighter the other day, actually, and he said that they're pretty much wrapping it up on the spawn stuff down near the cities. So I'm, you know, the Bemidji area, I'm sure, is maybe a week ahead of us and probably full spawn. But for the next couple of weeks, for sure, I mean, you want to be fishing shallow for both largemouths and smallmouths, great time to be out there, and the nicer the weather, the better the fishing's probably going to be.
You've told us your story before, Gussie, but not shockingly, not everybody listens to every episode of the show. So just, you know, one of the cool things that's happening down here, in addition to, strong Bemidji State University fishing team, there's all kinds of area high school teams now, and a lot of guys that maybe see a future in fishing or the industry that maybe wouldn't have before. So give us a little rundown of how you made this your career.
Well, for me, growing up here at Lake of the Woods, I was lucky and had great fishing opportunities available to me from a young age, and you know, had parents that it, you know, got me out there when I was pretty young and didn't, wasn't able to go on my own. And that was the biggest thing that kind of got me going. And then I just developed a love for fishing, but also for competing in tournaments. And that's, I mean, I live for bass tournament fishing, and it could be against two of my buddies on a Thursday night, or it could be these national level big tournaments. But I follow along on everything that's sort of going on, and Minnesota's done an awesome job with the high school stuff and the college stuff. I mean, the Bemidji team is well known in Alabama for a good bass fishing, you know, college team, and that's pretty cool. And I know, you know, around the Brainerd area, the high school fishing's really strong, and it's been all over the state. But no, that's awesome, and that's going to give a lot of these young anglers, you know, a head start to pursuing a career in the fishing industry. And it could be, you know, competing in tournaments, or it could be working for some of the fishing companies, guiding. There's a lot of opportunities out there if you like being in the outdoors and like fishing. And it might not be the best way to become a millionaire, I will say that, but if you want to, you know, be able to be outside a lot and have fun and be around people that have similar interests, it's sure a great activity. And I've been pretty lucky and blessed that I've, you know, been able to not have to get a real Monday to Friday job. So for me, the competing in the tournaments is my main source of income, but I got to do, you know, whatever I sort of can throughout the year to stay busy. So it's working with sponsors, doing different projects and jobs for them. I do some guiding all four seasons, some hunting stuff in the fall, ice fishing, open water, and then a little bit of outdoor writing, photography, and just to kind of stay busy. You know, I've always got something going on, and it's worked out pretty good. So
seems to be, and you're an example of this, that a little bit of skill on writing, ability to take some pictures, a little video knowledge with social yep. media the way it is now, you yep. can really create a brand for yourself.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it is. And like I said, I mean, it's for me, I'm getting really tested right now with everything that's going on. I mean, it's I'm grinding too, just like everybody else is, and it's tougher, but I think that the fishing industry is going to be pretty resilient here, and I know there's been a lot of mention lately that a lot of states, their fishing license sales are actually up 30% or 40% from what they normally are, and that's great. That just means more people are getting out fishing, and for a lot of folks, they'd love it. They'll go do it. If they've never done it, they'll have a good time. It's just getting someone to take you and show you how to do stuff, show you how to catch fish and use your equipment, launch the boat. Like, there's just so many little things that if nobody teaches you how to do them, you're never going to go do them. So, you know, you just look at some of the positives that could come out of all this, everything that's going on right now, and if there's going to be more people enjoying being outdoors and fishing, then that's great for all of us.
Okay. And again, Gussie, you're hitting the road when?
I'm getting on the road here at the end of the week, and we start practice at Eufaula on Sunday. So I'm looking forward to getting the season going again and seeing all my buddies and going to go down and spend 3 days pre-fishing, you know, from dark to dark, and fish the tournament and head her back home. So just Bassmaster's got a, you know, pretty good outline for us on how we're going to stay as safe as we can. And I'm going to be pretty diligent with everything that I'm doing and hopefully get down there and get back safely and have some fun and catch some fish.
If people want to keep tabs on what you're doing on this tournament or life in general, how can they do that?
Yeah, Bassmaster.com next week. They're going to have awesome, top-notch coverage of the event. As for me, I'm on social media, Gussie Outdoors on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. And, I keep up, you know, everything I'm doing on those channels, and hopefully the border is going to open soon and everyone can come up and enjoy the great fishing we have here in Ontario. And I do a little bit of guiding, so if stuff gets happening, then send me a message, and if I'm able to go, I'd love to take you out.
That'd be awesome. Jeff Gussie Gustafson, one of our favorites, and Bassmaster Pro, about ready to start the tournament season again. Hey, thanks for the time, and we'll be keeping tabs on you next week. Good luck.
Okay, thanks, guys. Take care.
Lots of good stuff coming up on Fish and Pub Onion Country. Tomorrow we'll check in with Charlie Worth over in the Grand Rapids area. We've got our Lake of the Week as well. And, of course, the Muskie Opener is Saturday. So Kevin Cochran will be in Friday to get us ready. And we're going to kick off next week with a good report on what's happening on Leech Lake with Jason Freed of Leisure Outdoor Adventures. It's all coming up. I'm Kev Jackson. Thanks for joining me.
Now we're going fishing. Pub Onion Country.